Well, it's great to be in my hometown here on a beautiful day to get to do something I've been wanting to do for a very long time. To vote Scott Walker out of the governorship. Yay! And for Tom Barrett, the next governor of the state of Wisconsin. I've known Tom for many years. We served together in the state legislature. We served together in the Congress. We worked together closely when I was in the U.S. Senate and he was mayor. As I said this morning in Milwaukee, you just don't find a more decent and honest person anywhere in any walk of life. And that's particularly challenging in politics. But that's Tom Barrett. He's exactly the kind of person that will help heal this state. And this state has never needed healing more. So I am very proud that I have the opportunity to vote for my friend who will be our governor. Now, this does happen under unusual circumstances. We have to admit that. Recalls are not common, nor should they be. But the founders of our state made a judgment that there should be recalls on certain occasions, and that the recalls did not have to involve criminal conduct, as the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel seems to think. They said in their endorsement of Governor Walker, which I regretted, they said that it should not just be about policy differences. Well, whom among us thinks this is just about policy differences? It's a lot more serious than that. There are at least three reasons, each of them enough by themselves, to justify his removal from office. Number one, he committed a sneak attack on the state of Wisconsin that we didn't have any idea he was going to do, both with regard to collective bargaining rights and voting rights. That's not just policy. That's a sneak attack on the fundamental rights of the people of our state, and he should be removed for that reason alone. Secondly, it's not just policy when you consider the tactics that were used. The tactics that were used were simply ruthless. And I don't use that word lightly. The way he treated the procedures in the state Senate that Tom Barrett and I are very familiar with, the way he scoffed at the law of our state, the way in which he acted like it didn't matter that people were so upset, he did not try to conciliate in any way. This is way beyond policy. This is about, well, it's his words, divide and conquer. For that reason, he should be removed. For that reason alone. And finally, let's face it, there is an 800-pound gorilla in the room. It's a criminal investigation. Now, the governor and all the people that are involved in this have a right to have due process of law. But the people of the state have a right here, too. And that is to find out what happened with these emails leading up to this situation and when he was in the county executive's office. You know, sometimes in campaigns, people like to dredge up stuff that happened 40 years ago about a candidate, and people say, that's not fair, that's old history. This isn't old history. Whatever this is just happened. And the governor and his handlers know that if we don't get this information before June 5th, he cannot be recalled again in this term. They know the game. He owes it to the people of the state to give us that information. And if he does not, it is a third sufficient reason to recall him from office, and it has to be done. So I hope you will join me as we walk over to the Middleton ballot box. After you cast your ballot today, I want you to take it upon yourself to talk to your friends, your family, and your neighbors. I won't torture you by telling you how I just won my first election by only 31 votes out of 47,000. But this could be one of those elections. Don't make yourself feel awful for the rest of your life by not contacting those people you know. And voting early now will give you the chance to just worry about getting other people to vote, because you will have taken care of it. Also, let people know that they can vote early until Friday, June 1. After that, they can't. If any questions about where to vote early, they can visit www.ownyourvotewi.com. We're obviously counting on all of you. And if you haven't gotten to it yet, we need you to sign up for the Get Out the Vote GOTV shifts that are going to be very important. We need to finish strong. And I was with the mayor this morning. we are going to finish strong. We have to take back our state. We have to end the Civil War. And we have to elect leaders like Tom Barrett and Malin Mitchell who will fight for us. So let's now go take the next step and let's vote.
Brady, everybody, vote.